You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Thursdays, from the network that brought you The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, comes the CW's wickedly irresistible new series, Riverdale. Welcome to Riverdale, the small town with big secrets. The story begins with a new year at Riverdale High and the grisly discovery of the body of one of its brightest young stars. As the shock of an entire town sets in, suspicions and questions arise. Who killed Jason Blossom and why? What did everybody really do over the summer and with whom? This series is based on characters from the beloved classic Archie Comics. Did you ever read it? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty or more of a Veronica? Are you like Golden Boy Archie or are you a misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Get ready because in this twist on the classic, there's a lot more to each character than meets the eye. In Riverdale, nothing and nobody are as they seem. Don't miss the must-see new drama Riverdale, Thursdays at 9, 8 Central, only on the CW.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all eyes were on Eden Sassoon, and we have her in the studio to break it all down with us. It's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 7, Episode 9, Harry's Meat and Gatsby's Feet, coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for, you know, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we've got a full house tonight to break down all the details and all the storylines going on in Beverly Hills. So let's talk about it. I'm your host, Grants Rants, over on Twitter, and sitting next to me...
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you can always reach out to me at Christy Reports.
Hey, everyone. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina, and check out my website, thomasrulina.com.
Hey, guys. I am beyond excited. Eden Sassoon is finally here in studio. My name is Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy. And for all the celebrity interviews, check out my website, chrisvalentine.la.
Wonderful. Yes. And without skipping a beat, let's introduce her. Here she is. It's Yay. Eden.
Brand new Beverly Hills housewife. Eden Sassoon.
Strange introduction, but you guys are beautiful. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you so much for coming and being open to this kind of a platform and really being able to speak to the fans and answer the questions that they really want to hear.
Always.
Yes.
And
always.
You are gorgeous yourself. So chic, so beautiful. Vidal, I'm sure, is so proud of you.
Don't make me cry just yet.
Yes. What's so great about AfterBuzz is we have a great global audience. People that tweet us and reach out and watch all over. So this is such a great platform for you to really set things straight.
Thank you. Yes.
So a little bit larger than others. So let's get into it. Yeah, yes. Let's talk about it. So we're going to talk about the episode and break it down, but we're also going to be going right to the source and getting really... what really happened. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the episode with this barbecue dinner. I have to ask, was this a themed barbecue? Because everyone seemed to be a little 90s.
No, it was the backyard barbecue with Harry's meat.
A real barbecue, finally.
Harry was cooking.
Every single housewife says they're going to do a barbecue, and there's never any meat. So we finally got to see the smoke was actually going in the backyard. It was real. And you were dressed the most appropriately, I must say.
I loved it.
I mean, I had my Manolos and my overalls. But what else do we need?
Super, super cute. A little off-centered.
Was there a suggestion? Like, hey, denim and white?
Yeah, no.
Really?
It was super cute, and I like what was on the side.
Thank you.
That was the extra.
Perfect.
Yours truly. You gotta show a little shoulder, right?
Yes. Of course.
You never know what bartender will
those
be there.
Tats, right?
All the superstars.
Well, off the bat, you mentioned that Kim was not nice when you met her and that she doesn't really care about anyone but herself. I think a lot of people have said this about Kim, that she's a little. She's into herself quite a bit. So what was this moment like for you with Dorit?
Well, Dorit and I had talked, we had dinner. And so there are a lot of things that I said sort of when you vent to a friend. You know, or what we call as friends, and she's really listening to me, and I'm really getting my emotions out to someone who can understand what I'm going through. And then she asked, look, we're at a barbecue. My friend Kyle is here. And I did. I felt like, God, I said a lot. I need to come clean with the things I said, but I will stand true to what I think. And I think that Kim's behavior to me just wasn't kind, you know, and mm-hmm. no one sees it for that. I don't know, because maybe for the last however many seasons, what they've been doing. But yeah. I'm here, and I'm here now, and this is what's happening. So it's sort of like, let's be present to this moment. And that's a hard place, I think, for everyone to be.
So yeah. you really didn't watch past seasons? You hadn't watched the show?
I remember, I am divorced. I have two children. I have three businesses. I have a nonprofit. I do, you know, I'm busy. I don't have, and that's painful. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't have time for that. And I'm 4 years sober. I don't have time to watch that when people are beating up on people. So I had no idea. So, I didn't even know the weeks prior that all this was going on. Like, I watch, I'm like, oh my God. Like, it all comes full circle.
Watching it, I was telling you as we were watching the episode tonight together, I feel like you were taking Lisa Rinna's post or whatever she was doing in past seasons, and you didn't even know
that,
right?
I had no idea. Yeah.
It's like they passed it on to you, but she was doing the exact same thing with Kim. She was trying to help Kim. She was kind of in her face a little bit on the plane and different area, you know, different scenes that they did last seasons.
Oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. But it's like you are now taking the gauntlet, and you didn't even know, right?
No.
Sometimes that's just what happens when brand new housewives come on. Sometimes that they just get crossed in the crossfires.
Well, I mean, she invited me to Kyle's dinner game night for a reason, and I would imagine, oh, let's choose the sober girl as my friend. I mean,
That's what I was thinking when you and Kim first kind of started to get together. I thought, oh, finally, you're both on the same track. You're both going to be sober. You are the best person that could help her in a way.
I was so excited that night. I was so excited just to obviously hug Kim and just hold her, and like it brought up a lot of past emotion for me. But maybe in Rana's mind, this was something else. But I did. Yeah. I wanted to, like, when I saw the two of them kind of come at each other, I was in that moment like, whoa, what is happening here? This is not how I live my... I mean, I really, that was a very truthful, strong moment for me. And I said what I had to say, and maybe I could have chosen a few different words, mm-hmm. but it was coming out. And this had to... You know, there needed to be space between these two women.
But you've met Kim before. Because
I was a kid.
That's right. Yeah. And you said, I remember watching you on The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. You were saying you had like a girl crush on her, and you would be on set with Kim. Did you get to meet her and talk with her while you were on set for that movie?
Oh, yeah. I loved hanging out with Kim because at the time, I mean, you know, my sister was my sister, and it was harder being the younger sister to Katya, who was very much larger than life. I wanted to go hang out with Kim. She was so much fun and so cool.
So did you guys connect back then?
Yeah, but remember, I'm 5 or 6 years or 7 years younger. I'm younger.
Okay.
So, sometimes I think, too, when there's, like, a new housewife on the show, sometimes I feel like the housewives that have been on the show and that the fans know, they kind of take a minute to get to know you at first. So maybe it was her being guarded.
Kim's always like that, yeah.
I think you, to that point, you know, as considering, you know, oh, here's a friend coming in and, oh, she's around a lot. Why is she around a lot? And why is she butting her nose? Isn't this how we get to know people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I think I understand your motivation, because after meeting you, I now know how spiritual you really are, and you're trying to connect with her on a spiritual level and as a person, and it's so easy for them to look at it and be like, well, this is none of her business. Why is she here? We're not even asking for help. So I get it, where you're coming from now versus how we're receiving this on TV.
And thank you, and not just on a spiritual level, but imagine having the same exact situation happen for my entire life. Mm-hmm. So I'm really coming from a place of, yes, I might be, you know, feeding some of my past history into this too much, where I could be like, I could be like everyone else. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go here.
Right.
But yet I see something that maybe I can put some energy into that can change the dynamics of all these women or what goes on. But, you know, that's maybe not the best choice.
No, that's what I'm hoping for. At least I was when the season started. Like, yes, Eden's a new person's on the show. Mm-hmm. She really looks like she wants to help. And so I was very excited about when you came on in the previews.
Yeah, and just to take you back a little bit, Eden, there, you said when the ladies first started really getting fired up that first time that you were really taken aback.
Ooh.
Was there ever a point where you thought, hey, maybe this isn't for me?
No, because I feel like if a situation occurs and it's right in front of you, that's you're supposed to be there at that moment.
Yes. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. Yes.
So there wasn't.
The universe has you where you're supposed to be, right?
Yeah. Even right now, right here with all of us. And thank you for your wonderful flowers and book and to just be present with you guys. This isn't by chance. This happens. Yes. Probably way before, and we're all happen to just be here now.
Yes.
Do you think that there's any possibilities of you having a one-on-one with Kim Richards or Kyle in the future?
This season or in the future?
In the future, maybe after the reunion, depending on how it goes.
For sure.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always good to be on a positive
note. Well, you guys are like friends and going on hikes and doing all these things that they don't always show on the show. It's like they want to take certain pieces and...
Well, for a while, no, there was... It was rough, me and Kyle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's... And Kim, you know, she's involved, but it really is about this sisterly thing between Kyle and I and her not understanding, and yet I get her side too. Mm-hmm. I was the one who didn't want to deal with my sister. Mm-hmm. I completely get it, and yet I'm also the recovering alcoholic who feels that pain. You know, it really goes to this other dimension of like thinking of all these other situations that she's just taking it for face value. Mm-hmm. Who's this girl? I mean, there were times where, get out of my business. You know, must get online. I'm like, excuse me? I'll get online and I don't need to know anyone's business. Mm-hmm. I see what I see right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And really, it was hard to be just, I would leave some crying and being like, okay, I just need to be present and open. Mm-hmm. And at some point, maybe people will see that I care. And if not, this is all I can do. This is all I can give.
Did you meet Kyle in the past too? Like Kim, did you guys remember each other from the 70s? No, you didn't meet her? Okay. Because you have such a similar thing going on, you know, with your sister that happened. But does Kim remember you from the past?
Kim does.
Kim does, okay.
She,
okay. Because I couldn't understand why you guys didn't, like, bond right away. You already knew each other in everything.
Well, like Kyle said, if Kim and I were on a deserted beach, we probably would be very... Yeah. I can bet on my life we'd be good friends.
What did you make of the comment that Erica has mentioned and kind of the advice that she gave you was to... What did she say here? That,
have no expectations
about people. Yeah, what did you make of that?
You know, they didn't show, besides the look in my eyes, what I made of that, but I took it... Wow. That's painful. How do you have no expectations of other human beings when we're all here together? You might walk in a room, and Erica, you know, I have mad respect for that woman. Mm-hmm. But you can walk into a room, and if people are giving you the wrong vibe or doing, you know, sometimes what they do to me, I'm not going to let that slide.
Good.
One, I'll leave and maybe not say anything. Or why'd you invite me here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I took it as partly like when she said, Eden, don't have expectations of people. It really actually hurt my heart to think that in this day and time we can't expect kindness and love from other people. And then the other side of it was like, you know what? It's almost putting my wall up a little bit. Like, maybe she's right. I can't expect anything from people because they don't get it. And so I have to back
off. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's a different level of people. That's just from my perspective. But yes, there's the pedestrian people. There's these women on this show who are, everything is so face value. And it's like, why are you in my business? Get out. Right. And then it's you being a human being.
Yeah.
I
call us who, there's human beings. And then there's the people who are sort of superhuman who can tap out of just being human. Because we as humans want and are connected to everything that's right in front of us. It's just, it's here. Right. And that's all you can see.
Yep.
We as superhumans are not. And that's, you know, even being Buddhist or, you know, you let it all go. This has nothing to, this isn't us. This is me and this body. And when this body goes, what happens to my spirit? Where does it go? Am I lingering around with all this that's going on around me? Because that's not where I necessarily want to be. Right. I'd like to go higher and help those that need me spiritually. And that's what these spirits, we're all just energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the fans are going to, as the season progresses, I feel like they're going to be, like, on your team. I feel like some people on Twitter, and they're just not used to, like, new people that are on the show. So I think
don't focus on those
people. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what goes down. Or you think people will change their minds?
I say, my line is, you can say sorry, and I will forgive, but I won't forget. I mean, like, I will forgive, and I'll move through it. And hopefully this will be your lesson to learn. And I get it. I'm intense. I do know that. But watch before you just attack someone who's... I've been there. I'm not, like, coming out of the blue and, hey, let me just, you know, create a problem for Kim. No.
Yeah.
Like, and now, you know, I could call her and be like, "You know, I love you," and she might be like, "Screw you!" Fuck. No, she'd probably be like, "Thank you. We'll talk soon." You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
It's all what the producers do too. It's like every scene I see Eden, she's talking to Kyle or Kim. It's like you, like what you said, you don't get to see all this, like the hiking trips, all these other things that you do. So,
and then the moments, you know, because it is that show, the moments that Kyle and I do share, and she wants to. I mean, that's her thing now. You know, my hugs, and I'll take it. Yeah. I would love to be like Alma and stand there and wait for hours in line for people. People need to be touched. People need to have their arms wrapped around them. And I want someone to hug me like I hug people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
just
like
hold me.
It's your thing now.
Yeah.
It's like your hangout, so it's definitely your thing.
Well, let's just give me a hug.
Let's talk about the moment where Dorit was real quick to let Kyle know that you had called her an enabler. And then Mauricio got involved real quick.
I think, you know, Dorit, look, she went through the ringer.
She
went through the ringer. And, of course, the minute she's going to get the attention, I'm passing it off to her, too. But hold on. Then don't sit at a table with me and don't pretend like you're engaged in this conversation when you're that quick to turn around and run to the store. Let me do that. Like you asked at the barbecue. I, out of respect, not only for Dorit but for Kyle and Kim, went up to her at Rena's house because I can't be present knowing all the things I just said without owning up to it. But yet she spins it out and comes after me? Okay, that's something you need to check yourself on. And you're a mom of two, so if that's behavior that you want to carry on, by all means do it. But that's not what I do.
Tell him.
That's kind of like on last season when, who went against Erica and Lisa Vanderpump and then she's not on the show anymore?
Catherine.
Another previous housewife did something similar that was nice to Erica in front of her face and then threw her under the bus with Lisa Vanderpump. So it's kind of like, this is just historical housewife.
Well, I would imagine getting beaten up like she did, that she's ready to throw anyone under the bus, you know? And then and we'll see if you see some, you know, certain behavior.
That was unfortunate that Dorit did that, though.
Yeah. I feel like Dorit is a new person on the show. I feel she knows what time of day it is. It's a reality show. You need to do something. You can't just go through just being nice and kind to everybody. And she was working some of those scenes, I felt. And I don't blame her or judge her at all.
Right, I don't either. And but I would say, you know what? If you're new and here she's new, maybe I'm too empathetic. Because if she can't feel some of my pain and she just goes ahead and jumps it and gets on Kyle's, you know, like there's a point where Vanderpump calls me Switzerland. So I'm going to either be on this side or I'm going to be on this side. I'm like, oh my God, she did not just do that to me. Like, who, why, can we all, like, really, can we all just get along?
You do seem, you come across as very calm on the show, very together. I love how you constantly kind of bring in metaphysics to the show and spirituality, and it's wonderful. You seem very grounded, even though, you know, you have all your past.
Well, you know, and there's times where they're like, how do you go from 0 to 10 like that? I'm like, I'm human.
Yeah.
And I really, and I've had to check myself, but I feel, you know, my emotions can go really quickly, but guess what? Like, I'm vibrating up here, and I don't want to be numb, and I don't want to stay right here, and I want you to come with me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally get that.
Well, I gotta tell you, Eden, it's almost intimidating because you're so centered almost and focused, and when you say, like, I see people, and I want everyone to be up here, it's almost like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she can see me. Like, she sees right through this. She knows.
No,
right?
No,
I mean, do you think
good.
That maybe the ladies picked up on that? That you're a little wiser than they are?
I mean, I don't know if you call it wise or in a different place or, you know, I respect where everyone's at and what they have going on in their life. It's a beautiful thing. But, you know, don't keep the fire, like, down. Like, let me burn and let me shine and let me do my thing where, you know what I mean? Like, we're almost like, I'm afraid. What is she? Oh, let's just call her crazy. As opposed to, wow, she's like... Let's be kind to one another.
Yeah.
I think, you know, all in all, when I sit back and at the end of the night, I'm like, there is a part of me that I've taken this journey and I'm open to it. So I have a love for these women. And as this, you know, unfolds, you want to humanly be like, oh my God, I want to just sometimes I want a BB gun and I want it to hit everybody's third eye. And I want them to like be like, oh my God, what just happened? Yeah, it's called wake up. Because this, there's, and the more we just let it play out in itself, it's like the more people at home don't get to see a side of what we all really need.
We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Exactly.
But you think a lot of these ladies, they're the elite, or they're seen as the elite of Beverly Hills. You'd think that they'd know more about this. And even we were joking around earlier with saying Kim started off being in these psychic movies, Escape to Witch Mountain. She should know about all this, right?
I think
she should be at least open to the idea of it.
I think she's open to a lot. I think she's a beautiful woman, and look, like all, us all, we have our fears, and there are different sides of sobriety, and she is sober, and she has a lot going on, and in losing, I mean, it's all how we handle it. Like, I just have, look, I don't say it's a good thing that I'm able to shut off like that and tap into, like, all right, let me let go of this natural human world we live in, because then what do I hold on to? Like, I am still single. Can I have that relationship that you have to build, that you really hold on to, like we were talking about soulmates? Or am I that quick to just jump out of it? And am I just this, I think of myself as this, like, free, spirited, floating, who's going to sort of ground me? Or am I just, is it my way or no way? Does that make sense? And that's not a good thing either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are people who come into my life and mirror me, and I'm like, oh my God, I see myself in them. I gotta slow down.
When Kim said to you that she thinks you're looking for trouble, what did that trigger for you?
That's a bunch of bullshit. Seriously, I don't look for trouble. I am in this moment right here, and I see you. I'm not looking. What does trouble even mean?
Right.
Because you can't have a conversation with me, or you can't communicate, or we can't work on whatever it is that we're trying to, you know, open this space to. Or maybe, you know, first of all, there's seven women in one, you know, small area who are all trying to work on different issues. You're like buzzing around each other. I mean, someone's going to, you know.
But do you feel, though, I think maybe from Kim's perspective, that her doors are closed while yours are open, and you're waiting for her to open her doors?
But I can't judge her. You know, I tried to do, and I think in the end, as if it's ever over, you know, I think that she opens, she sits back, she steps back and is able to see me more clearly at some point, and... is that a moment? You know, like,
I mean,
that's her journey. And I think even the way that we're communicating, even on Twitter, or her opening up to, look, this isn't, I didn't step into a situation and create this. You guys have been here for a long time. All I'm doing is sort of awakening, what's needed to be, you know, kind of shown. And whether they talk about it or not is...
I feel like this is a case of just starting off on the wrong foot, and I feel like there is, like what you said, there's been progress, so I'm really hoping that that's the direction that we go in from here on out.
And you also can't forget what, you know, look, I didn't just show up, I was invited.
Yeah.
And that invitation came with a big mouth. And that big mouth literally dropped me and said, go ahead, swim.
Mm-hmm. But it's a true test to, as a new housewife, to see if you can handle the pressure of doing stuff like that.
It doesn't get any harder.
You're doing amazing.
Don't worry about her. This is your first reality show, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, life is a reality show, right?
It's true. Yeah. So. But I did want to ask you, did you ever consider becoming an actress, since you've grown up in that world, being surrounded by so many actors and actresses?
So when I was a kid and I was dating Scotty Conn, and he was this, you know, singer, and I was like, oh, I'm going to be an actress. I'm going to be an actress. And I thought I really wanted to be an actress before I wanted to be a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did every acting class. I did Meisner, voice classes. But the only thing I was actually doing is finding myself. I was searching deeper for my voice. I was searching for how I can, like, get out of myself, which is also why I turned to alcohol, because that's one quick way to get outside of yourself.
Yes.
And once I started to get to know me, I'm like, I don't want to be an actress. It's hard enough being me than trying to be someone else.
Exactly.
That's insane. So I would do everything just trying to find me in this character. Well, guess what? I'm not that character. So unless I'm psychotic...
Right.
And I can put these two together without really jumping into the acting playful part of it all, which I'm sure today I could be more playful. I took everything way too seriously.
Right.
But this is like one life, so I can't be that girl when I'm really just me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it does. I'm the same
way. It's fascinating to me.
That's why it was hard for me to become an actor. It's like, I prefer being a host and hosting.
And,
I mean,
and while we're on this anyway, so a reality show and getting on Real Housewives, was that something, obviously you'd never seen the show, so you weren't seeking it out, is that right?
No.
How did it happen? How did you get cast on the show?
Well, since from I was 29 with Jason Carbone, we actually did a reality show, and he used to do MTV and a bunch of different like reality shows. So it was sold to Lifetime. It was Lifetime. Who, the Heidi Klum, when they...
Oh.
Back in the day.
Post
anyway,
runway
we,
and, yeah.
Yes. So they were having network problems that got canceled. And I was like,
So that was a pilot that was just about your life?
It was about me and five of my friends who were keeping me together. I had just got a divorce, had my business, had two kids. Well, it didn't, that didn't. So then we did another one that went to E and this and that. And then when I was dating... Jesse McCartney, they were like, let's do the Eden and Jesse. I'm like, no, let's not do the Eden and Jesse show. So this sort of was always in the realm of like, wait, you have a very fascinating life and way that you go about it, but nothing ever took. And I was like, you know what, I think I'm done. I'm okay with this. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Flagg and I, he's like, no, you're going. You're it. You know Rena. This is how it's going to go down. I'm like, you know what, Josh? If you're saying it,
just I didn't know that. Did he bring you onto the show? Because I cover Million Dollar Listing LA, and he is the main star of that show, but I had no idea. I'd never heard that from anybody until now.
Josh and I, he was like, look, you're friends with Rena, you know these women. I'm like, I don't know all these women. And he goes, Eden, no, they need you. I'm like...
I'm glad that you decided to do it, because you bring a different dynamic to the show. I do like the fact... I gravitate towards the housewives that have a lot of like businesses and things like that, because it adds more to what they do on a daily basis.
Right, yeah.
So I think it's refreshing for viewers to see you on the show, to be honest.
Thank you so much.
And we're
going
to see more of the Pilates studio, right?
Well, so they come to the Pilates studio, they come to the salon a bunch, but it's not until they really... until the diamond is in my hand, that they really, really get, you know, into my, which, oh no. I'm like, well, you want to see my dating? Like, they start to, you get to see the more colorful side of Eden, because there's a lot more to me than just, you know, I mean, I can do this all day long, and I can get people to open up. I'm like, wow, do I have, like, read me on my forehead? Or, like, be, but, like, to really have fun.
So you say, when the diamond's in your head, what does this all mean? Are we doing the opening? Are you getting a tagline? Like, where are we going?
Well, I don't. That's up to them. But I mean, there's a different level of what they consider, and that they have me, you know, from here on out to the last minute.
Seeing that you've been
keep hearing about this last minute.
So what is your tagline?
No, I don't have one.
You really don't.
I really don't.
One. You didn't write one.
I do not have one.
Do you know what it would be if you did have one? You haven't thought about it?
You'd have to really... No, because I'm in that moment. What if that moment's dimmer than this moment? Like, I can't create,
I feel
you know?
The same about that.
Is there any of this upcoming stuff that you're dreading having to let people see play out?
Well, you know, I don't know what kind of spin on it they're going to have. It was all very colorful, and I'm sort of excited. Tonight, you know, happened. That hug between Kyle and I opens a lot. You know, she still sort of resents me for getting involved in her business. But I think I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And Vanderpump and I just I have respect for that woman. She was friends with my father. She, you know, she's a woman who has businesses. She understands a deeper level of, like, you know, she knows how to play the game. Come on, she is the queen. But she has a level of... I'm going to respect you no matter what. If your behavior wants to come at me, by all means. But I will not go there. Mm-hmm. And I've said this since day one with her. Will not go there. Out of respect for my father. Period. End of story. So that wouldn't be fun to watch someone attack someone who's not going to fight back.
Seeing as you got through this season, do you feel like you want to... Is this something that you enjoy? Do you want to continue on?
Another season.
I always like asking people
that. That's funny.
That.
So, you know, I go back and forth, but I'll tell you when we ended, I was like, oh my God, if I could go back, and you obviously can't, so I can only imagine what the future holds, and if it holds, whatever it is. But for me to really be present, having gone through everything I just went through, and really, truly being myself and vulnerable, I mean, you learn a lot. A lot.
Well, we hope you come back for another season. And don't forget, this show has 4 reunion specials. So it goes on. Yes. So you're going to get a chance. That's coming up soon, right?
Yes.
You will get a chance to voice. I think they start early in the morning and they go till late at night.
That's
and
like
they
10
make,
hours.
7 a.m.,
And they make 4 episodes out of it. I always like the last episode because it's like everybody's finally getting along. Everybody's happy. Everybody's enjoying their money.
But you know what? The last episode. That's funny. I'm scared of this reunion. You want to know why? Because so much has gone on and so much has been said and so much, like, I can be nice for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you're going to push me up against that wall. And there is a beast in me. There is a wild, like, beast. And I'll control it and I'll have to, you know, just grant me the serenity, please.
Or you might need a day to binge reunions to see.
They're like, all right, let the beast unleash herself because, they know.
People will get up. I think Lisa Rinna did this. She made a big scene in the middle of the reunion, got up, stormed off stage. We love that.
What to those ladies that have been through a reunion before? Have you talked to them about it? Are they giving you advice or do you say?
No one really likes, Erica's nodded me a couple of times. They really. It's like
For yourself.
The sharks. Like, drop her and see what happens.
They talk about getting ready all day for that. Like, Lisa Rinna will do the under eye bag removal. I mean, this is a big deal. So,
I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna. What if I sat there the whole time and I was just like this?
I got a strategy, right?
I was like,
I see that. Being
and Andy being like,
you're being aggressive if you do that.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
It's gonna be like meditation by Bravo,
right?
Assess you and let me pull up.
But wouldn't the producers be upset? Do they push you at all to create storylines or
no, they really want me to be myself. This whole thing, it was not made up. Didn't happen by chance that my sister had passed, that I'm recovering, that you cannot write this at all. Mm-hmm.
What was it like in that Gatsby party? Describe that whole experience. I'm curious.
I was so uncomfortable, and then after I got I was so uncomfortable because, first of all, I don't like going. I'm not like, let's dress up and go party and drink and, how about we go to dinner and talk? Thank you. I can do it. Like, the next person can do it. But I'm like, I would rather be by the fire having a great conversation than reading a book or doing something really. And so I show up and I'm like, oh my God, it is. It's like it's swimming in the sharks. And I'm like, you just have to get it out of your body and out of your system. And then I really want to talk to Kim and Kyle. I do. I want to talk to them. Meanwhile, I don't know what they're thinking. And now I do. Thank you very much. They don't want me to talk to them. But after I kind of got it out of my system, I'm like, maybe I'll try to have fun. And then Vanderpump comes up, and, I respect your warning. That's your friend. You don't want me getting involved in their business because, you know what? I hear you loud and clear.
Did it bother you that she was smoking right in your face when she was talking to you?
If it were anyone else, I would have told them to move.
Really?
But,
okay.
Yeah.
So
but
who are the closest, who are you closest with on the show? Who would you say?
Such a hard question.
Because I feel like everybody has, their pair, Lisa Rinna and Eileen.
Well, maybe you can just give us an update on your relationship with each of the ladies currently.
Look, I reach out, and there's only so much that I can reach out and let people not sort of respond. And after, it's sort of that, half-assed response, which I don't do very well. Obviously.
I don't do that either.
Right? No. I'm like, this is all or nothing.
Yep.
If you want to cultivate this special relationship, then let's do it. If not, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm good. I have a lot going on. I don't need this. But there's been definitely relationship and friendships that need to heal, and there are definitely relationships that are going to blossom. And then there are relationships that never had a problem that will just sort of figure itself out into something probably really fun and great.
Well, talking about how busy you are, we haven't seen your children on the show. Are
my
we going
son
to?
My was on, was it last week?
Last week.
Oh, really? That's right. At your house.
Yeah, we saw your house last week. I hope we see more of that, too.
Yes, and it's, because it's simplistic. We said there's it's just earthy woods. I mean, you definitely get my house is me. It's just calm. So besides, you'll see.
Is that how you stay grounded? Because I think you talked about getting massaged and Pilates and drinking healthy drinks. Yeah. That is critical for this show, isn't it?
For me?
Yeah.
Without the show, I have to have my physical body working. Today was my first day back at Pilates for 6 weeks because I had surgery. And it was like, oh my God, it's my happy place. You forget. Mm. Like, I have to exercise. I have to treat myself as if, obviously, as spiritual beings without this body, because that's where we're trapped in, you better take care of it.
That's what you got that from your father.
Right?
He was healthy too.
Oh yeah, he didn't stop. He was like, just not, that was it. That was his drive, his focus. And how he also, like, what is he going to do for the world? And how is he going to make it a better place? And how can I teach others? And how do I pay this forward? And, I mean, and even in dying, you know, he showed the dignity and he had fun. Like, not fun, but he made the experience for others that it's okay to die. You know? It's okay to, he would make jokes or, you know, he's, like, right here right now. He just was an incredible man who really just showed me like what real life is about, and never was like, I took him to get a car when I was 15 and he's like, you are not getting that car, and when you deserve a BMW, work for it. And I was like, oh, wait, maybe I misread this whole Sassoon thing. Maybe he's right. If you don't look good, we don't look good. So how do I look? You know, like, not on the outside, but on the inside out. And he really, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot in the family. There's no reason, you know, my sister's gone because she couldn't handle it. She couldn't take, like, look, we have a responsibility here. I'm not a human that takes that lightly or a superhuman. Like, I'm not just here to waste my time. Like, I have things to do. I have a voice that wants to be heard. I'm going to be where I'm called. And if this is where I'm called right now, obviously, I'm right here. And people can hear me, and other people choose not to. And fight me. Fight me all you want, because guess what? At the end of the day, you have to go to bed with yourself in your own body. I can sort of do what I do in you my
know,
way.
You know what, Eden? I think you're a higher frequency in this show.
Oh, my God. Every interview I do, this is what they say to me.
It's so true.
I don't think it. I know it. That's what I'm saying.
It's good.
Well, hopefully we can combine the two, because that's what needed, and if not, well, yeah, so be it. I'm, you know, open to whatever that calls for.
Yeah. Last week, you talked about your sobriety, and then we learned that you still took pills or whatever you had.
So thank you for opening that up, because people think that, look, I lost my sister at a young age, and right after my best friend died, and I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't make it to the shower. I couldn't drive to get to my therapist. I was a mess. And he was like, okay, we need an antidepressant. And I'm like, no, I can't. I can't do it. I can't take it. And then someone said, my sister-in-law, you know, a diabetic needs insulin to survive. I'm like, oh my God, that makes sense. So my brain at the time needed more serotonin. And the minute it got it, this literally gray cloud just, I mean, I weighed like 98 pounds. I would only eat a banana. I didn't understand what was happening between life and death. And then I tried to get off my medication 4 years before my father passed away. And that was not a good idea, considering I was drinking. Considering, I mean, first of all, don't drink on medication. Wrong. I just wasn't in a place. And now I'm in a place where, and I admit it, and they didn't show that part. You know, I'm ready to titrate off my medicine when I'm ready to titrate off it. I have a doctor. I don't abuse anything. I just had surgery. They gave me a whole slush of pills. I'm like, oh my God, get this out of my system as soon as you possibly can, because I am not that kind of person. But, you know, you put a nice bottle of rosé next to me, I'm like, oh, I'll be drinking that until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. But that's lifted. But for some reason, it's like, you're sober and you're taking pills? Yeah, because I have a brain that is chemically imbalanced, and I need right now until, you know, I think now that I'm sober and I do a lot of yoga and chiropractic and acupuncture and healing, that, I don't know, maybe chemically the 5 milligrams of Lexapro, I don't need it. I'll be ready to find that out when I'm ready to find that out, not when everyone's attacking me for, oh my God, you don't drink and you take pills. Yeah, guess what? Maybe other people need that. Like, mental illness is so rampant in our society, and people, if you need help, you need help.
Sometimes,
you know,
those medications, they used to be in a tablet form where you could kind of chip them and slowly
titrate off it. Yeah,
exactly. And then just put it under the tongue, and then you need like 1/20th of the antidepressant. And so you can get off of it much easier.
So, well, I'm on the lowest dose, and I can do that. But my thyroid, I went off of it cold turkey a while back, and my thyroid gave on me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, then this is not happening. So I know I'm smart enough to know my body. Right. And when I'm ready to do it, I'm ready to do it.
I've been meaning to ask you this for a while because you brought it up a second ago. Your sister, you said, couldn't handle it. What exactly was it that she couldn't handle? Was it just being...
That's interesting. Uh-huh. I think me being tapped into always searching and always wanting an answer and always looking for a bigger meaning in things, she really just took it, like, for face value. Oh, I'm Vidal Sassoon's daughter. Oh, I'm an actress. I mean, she really could have been an amazing actress, but she always sort of self-sabotaged herself and would always turn back to the drugs to, I guess, find more of what she couldn't truthfully bring out. And maybe the pressure of... I took it as pressure. Yes, we had some... I was always lonely, and yet there were always 100 people around me. And now I'm like, can everybody leave? I'm perfectly happy alone. Like, I really am okay with just me.
There was too much going on in her life. There were too many people around her.
My sister, at 34, she literally had 9 lives. I mean, really? She had 3 husbands. She had 3 kids. She had I mean, everything you could possibly imagine that woman did. Everything you could imagine. Plus her, you know, her heart stopped a number of times. She lived lives, and it was time for her to go. And we as spiritual beings understand, when you're done, you're done. Right. And she was done.
Well, here at AfterBuzz, we like to do a little bit of predictions and things like that. But we want to talk about Lisa Rinna. And it looks like that the focus, the light, is going to be moving in a different direction.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, at some point, we know, right?
The be
truth
nice to Eden,
shall
everyone.
Be...
she was the one that said the enabler comment, and we're going to see that come to fruition next week.
You see it all, you know? And it clearly shows you I go to Vanderpump to have a conversation because I know that her best friend, who she just warned me not to talk about anymore, is Kyle. So I'm going to clear the air, and I'm going to go exactly where it needs to be cleared, and that's Vanderpump. And from that point on, I don't even know what happened.
On the topic at the Great Gatsby party, did you feel like you wanted to tell Lisa right then and there, and kind of, because historically Housewives have thrown people under
the
bus?
No, my head was spinning.
Okay.
No,
I didn't have the mental capacity.
No,
to
I didn't even know what I wanted to just talk to Kim and Kyle. I just wanted it like a conversation. I just wanted it to be okay, and then I couldn't. I could only do what you saw.
Okay.
Not want to be Rinna.
And they seem to be setting up a storyline where they're teasing that maybe Rinna has some sort of an issue with Xanax. This has been in the tabloids. This is what they've been sort of telling us viewers the last few weeks. Is that what we're going to see play out?
We did the Xanax. Well, see, the thing, and I didn't even see it happening until it happened, that was a joke. And it was a funny joke. And when I'm on a plane, if I have anxiety, I'll be the first one to say, okay, someone help me. I can do my meditation. I can breathe. If it doesn't go away, help me. Because I'm not going to grab for the drink. Right. So, you know, if Rinna takes Xanax, I don't know that's for her to say. I have no idea. That wasn't the issue at all. And Dorit seemed to love the fact that that was all happening. I could have sworn there are other things
Lisa.
That were... And then all of a sudden, she's turning behind her back saying, oh, my God, so I was at Eden Sessions. Thanks for using my last name. I'm pretty clear everyone knows it. That's cool.
Lisa Rinna does that all the time. She's everybody's first and last name with her.
Well, Dorit, too. Okay, we got... Kyle, too. I'm like, you guys, we know. We got it.
So these tabloid reports that one of the housewives is addicted to Xanax and the other housewives let her bring that to light and help her through it is exaggerated.
Look, these ladies in the end need to work out some of their stuff, and the Xanax thing comes back around and it has to be figured out. But I'm like, what are you talking about? What is going on here? So it comes back around, but I was blindsided by it. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, was in her bag. She talked about last week. She says she makes shakes with it, Lisa Rinna. So we kind of already know a little bit about that. But going back to predictions, somebody told me you're going to be having some upcoming projects here, maybe at AfterBuzz. Do you want to talk about that?
One of my best friends, Damon Elliott, who's Dionne Warwick's son, and he is a light being like us, and he's been through a lot, and he lost, you know, Whitney. He's just incredible, and he and I just work off each other like fire. And we've known each other since kids. So when you talk about two hearts just like out there having fun and laughing and being together and really getting deep into situations and someone knowing, he can call me out on all my bullshit, which I'm like, what? And we laugh. So I think that, we have called Here and Now. And really, because it came up, his brother David wrote the song for Luther Vandross, Here and Now.
Nice.
I said, oh my God, get David to do Here and Now. And so he's going to do the song. And I was like, but wait, hold on. Damon, are you here and now? Because if you're not, I can't talk to you. And he's like, Eden, you get here right now. Are you here? So it's really about being present.
Yes, right, that's the perfect title for
it's
you.
It's right. That's awesome. It's just
and
being
congratulations
present.
On, can I say, your new signing to your talent agent?
Abrams,
we hope to see you in
you.
Commercials.
I said, we were talking about Rana. I was like, Aldi depends all day long.
Yes.
I've had kids.
Yes.
We all know what it's like.
Yeah. Chris, you seem to know what she was talking about there, but I don't know that our viewers would. You're talking about maybe a show here at AfterBuzz, and that's the name, or what? Can you just elaborate on that a little
bit? Yes, we're talking about sort of me inviting you to come talk to me. Mm-hmm. And asking questions and talking to, you know what, also talking to like real people doing real things.
Okay.
And being really present here and now, and that's the topic. And then talking about people who are struggling, and then talking and really getting to the bottom of whatever it is. And then enlightening other people on a topic that they might be like, of course Eden would talk about this, because that's what they say. Oh, well, of course you like that. Well, yeah, guess what? Do you want to hear? Because it's exciting. You know, and sort of opening people's mind up to what else is going on or what else is out there, whether it be through a celebrity, which is a really hard concept for me to understand, because if you're a person who has that platform, you better be using it to the best of your ability.
Right.
Or don't take the word celebrity, because what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a celebrity, then you're a human and you're doing things that are absolutely incredible. Or else you're just like, wait, you're taking up space. Do something. You've been given this opportunity. Do something amazing with it.
Well, you are the definition of a celebrity.
Somebody
that is celebrated.
Hard.
You are a bright light, and we are so excited about your show here.
Yes.
Can't wait.
You're all coming on to be like, come sit right next to me.
Yes.
And you're
going
to be like, Eden, what are you talking about? Yeah, right.
Oh, please.
No, I'll bring everyone in. I have a team, so they're all going to come in and like... I can't do this, obviously, we know. This isn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is about me sort of searching for what it is that they're trying to be opened and then just letting others, me expressing that to others.
Oh, I love that.
It's not about me.
Any projected start dates or?
Hopefully beginning of March.
Okay, so
stay tuned, kids.
And this team of people, is it like life coaches or is it just more your friends?
Well,
what
it's
kind
Damon
people?
And I, and obviously, you know, there'll be a lot of people from the music industry, and he did a talk show in Vegas, and Mike Tyson was around a lot, and our beautiful friend Haley will be covering a lot of housewives stuff.
AfterBuzz TV's own Haley.
Right? Are beautiful, and then just inviting like-minded people on, or just maybe not like-minded people, and me sort of having to sit back and shut.
There's a show.
Be like, wait, can we talk? You know, because there's just a lot. I walk up to people who are like smoking. I'm like, wait, before you light that cigarette, can we talk about it? And they're like, she out of her mind. And I'm like, no. Give me one good reason why you want to smoke that cigarette. And they'll be like. And they have nothing to say. Well, then why are you smoking that cigarette? You're killing yourself. And they're like, oh, shit, she just fucked up my whole day. And they really go to bed thinking, who was that awful person who just had to, like, ignite this wrong? Yeah, so that's...
Well, then they wake up the next morning by a nicotine patch. Their life has changed, right?
Yeah, one at a time. We're so excited. I'm genuinely excited to see what's going to come. Because you mentioned this last scene, this ending. And you had talked about it on the Tomorrow Show where you mentioned, I don't see how they can't take me back after how things go down. So stay tuned for good things.
Yes.
Good things up to the bitter end, huh?
To the fine, you know, I'm very interested because it wasn't me. Again, everything was happening, and I'm not kidding you, obviously, when something just downloaded and I just was like, and I turned and I said, I'm going. I had no idea what was about to happen. No idea on my dad's life.
Wow.
And came through me and out like you're like, what just happened?
You're channeling.
It's that intense. And I left there thinking, oh my God, just the whole year just came off my back. I was going to New York to meet my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just unbelievable. I'll never, ever forget that experience.
Well, I'm glad there were cameras there, so you can see it.
Oh, yeah. Three of them.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to, so let's keep up with all of us. And where can we find you, and what would you like to promote? I mean, you're many things.
No, I mean, that you know, just promote. I promote kindness and wellness, and just, you can find, you know, look, you know how to find me. I don't need to tell you how to find me, and nor do I really want to. If you want to find me, you will. And I just promote like this. Like, thank you for having me, and thank you for thank just you. Sharing and being open and kind. And that's the life that I promote. Mm-hmm. And wake up and do something kind for someone else.
There you go.
Well, I think you're your father's favorite.
On that note, we do encourage kindness and positivity and keep it real, especially in the comments. We need some positive energy these days. So if you want to share your thoughts and opinions on this interview, we hope that you find it as enlightening as we did. Let us know below, and you guys can find us. You know where to find us as well. So we'll send you good vibes to everyone
thank
out there.
You. Honestly, yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being here. We're so wonderful.
Thank you. And for being open with us. We appreciate that.
Yes. Likewise, because you know it takes two.
And I hope you join another season, for sure. Mm. There's more to learn about Eden than just what we're seeing right
I
now.
I want her to have her own show at this point. I'm like, no.
Hey, you never
we're
know.
Ready for the spinoff.
But there's going to be lots of working out and Eden helping and things to do in that show.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, please return and join us as we talk more about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Our thanks to Eden Sassoon.
Thank you for everything.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.